Jury, would you please ask people, and this says, not to park on the roadway leading into Banner Beach on the left-hand side. It clearly states no parking, but loads of them were there yesterday evening. People were left waiting ages to get into the car park as only one side could move. God help us if an ambulance had to go in. Well, that's part of the reason why we're doing our next item on the programme, because a lot of people are heading to a lot of beaches and swimming spots all over the county. They've been doing it since last week, since the weather came in, all over the weekend. Yesterday, another busy day. Today will be another busy day. Tomorrow as well. And we had Fine Gael Council, you might remember on the programme a few days ago, Tommy Griffin, who has aired his frustration at the lack of action around ongoing concerns at Inch Beach, one of the highest profile beaches in Kerry. It's regularly used in Fáilte Island, Ireland, advertising about Ireland's beautiful beaches on our west coast. He urged for the Inch Beach infrastructure plan to be progressed immediately as the busy tourist season's quickly approaching. He was incredibly frustrated at the lack of progress between Kerry County Council and the National Parks and Wildlife Service to sort out a situation of either land ownership or infrastructure delivery at the beach, which would allow for proper parking, proper delivery services, plenty of space for people to get in and get out, and particularly emergency services as well. A whole host of other things. And he was arguing the council have left it far too late to get the beach walkway cleaned, signs up to standard, and the parking situation sorted out. So that was last week. We were talking to him on the programme in relation to that. Well, over the weekend, there was a situation with regards to parking at that car park. And Kerry County Council leased the car park from a private landowner, Mahmoud Hussain, who owns and operates a number of bed and breakfasts and holiday homes and a campsite. And that is the Inch Beach campsite, of course. He put up a post on Facebook at the weekend updating for his customers that on the 13th of May, he attended court in a case brought by Kerry County Council regarding our electrical points and barriers at the campsite. While an application is in process and due to be submitted to Umbord Pleanála, it's on Commission Pleanála now in July, the court has made the decision that these items must now be removed. As a result, our electrical points and barriers will not be available at the campsite for the foreseeable future. We are extremely disappointed by this outcome. It's another difficult setback for our family-run business and for rural tourism. We truly appreciate your continued support, understanding and kindness. Now, as things stand, the lease for the car park, which is owned by Mahmoud Hussain, is not in place with Kerry County Council. And on Sunday, he charged for entry into the car park. So I contacted him yesterday to find out what was going on from his perspective, why he was charging, and he has said he's still waiting for an outcome from negotiations with Kerry County Council about a lease for this year. He has put up his price significantly, and he says if a lease isn't agreed by Friday, he will close the car park. I spoke to him, first of all, asked him about what happened at the weekend, and we talked as well about the, first of all, the notice he put up to his customers saying he is required to remove electrical points and a barrier into his campsite under planning regulations.
Well, obviously, if there is, like, parents come with children or small babies, they won't have electric points on their pitches. So, you know, if they're heating, keeping a caravan or a tent warm at night, maybe heating a baby's bottle, they won't have these facilities. And anybody that would want to come for any number of days, it's off the agenda now with me, because they won't have the facilities on site. So that's basically it, really. That's you know, also the barrier I had to remove, and the barrier is there for security purposes. Now, anybody can rock in there at night, and there's no control.
Yeah.
Because I can't lock the gates at night. I can lock the gates. But then if somebody wants to exit, how does he get out?
Yeah.
So then if somebody got sick in the middle of the night, they had to go to a hospital.
And look, you know? Not going into the full weeds of everything that's gone on in terms of planning, you were applying for retention, and obviously you were talking to the council in relation to it, and you had to do surveys. You had to, like, this has been going on for quite a long time up to this point.
Well, we had to do a board survey on this property.
As part of the retention planning?
Correct. And the board survey took 12 months because it was over a 12-month period. The lands were examined periodically to see what types, I don't know what the intricacies were, but it took 12 months to do it.
Yeah.
And that 12 months only ended in April. And then when that 12 months ended, then we had to put the rest of our package together. Because why? If that board survey was negative, obviously the whole thing would be in the bin. So that board survey was positive for us to move forward. Now we're putting the rest of the package together. The people who are doing my application have informed me that this application will be in Lodge with Bord Pennála early mid-July.
Yeah, so it's going directly to Bord Pennála.
Correct.
This time.
And we had this whole process to Bord Pennála in the past, but we couldn't do... It was rejected by Bord Pennála because it was an SPA round. But that took 12 to 18 months. I can't remember exactly how long it took, but it was between 12 and 18 months before we got a result back from that Bord Pennála application.
And was it that Bord Pennála said they couldn't rule on it because it was an SPA, or was it rejected?
They couldn't rule on it because it was an SPA.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And in the meantime, you put the electrical points in and the barrier in, and that essentially didn't have planning, so the council took you to court, and that culminated on the 13th of May, when you were told by a judge, correct, you have to take them out.
Yes, well, I was after four circuit court rounds with Kerry County Council, and this was the fourth time, and this time with a different judge. This court was in Listowel, and he said, okay, take away your electrical points and take away your barrier.
Okay. And separate to that then, Macbrood, at the weekend, you own the land. You've been leasing land for the car parking when it gets really busy at Inch, the Kerry County Council, for the last 20 years. They have their toilets on it, and that arrangement's been in place.
Correct. There's the toilets in it and a bottle bank in it, and they use it for some storage there during the winter for their walkway and things like that.
Right. Okay. And you started charging. The weekend is busy, obviously, with the good weather. So was it Sunday you started charging? You put a charge point and a barrier up or a gate up at the front of it. So you started charging people, because there's no lease in place at the moment with the council.
No lease in place. The lease ended last December, and they're talking through my solicitor to me, but it's very slow going on. Now it's the 1st of June, so this is nearly 6 months later, nearly, and there is no firm decision on it. So therefore, the next thing, it'll be next September, October, and the summer will be all over, and they'll be dragging their feet.
Right. And you put up the price, you put a fourfold increase on the rent that you're looking to charge the council, is that correct?
But I was only getting a token rent. This is the real thing about it.
Yes. But you've put it up by quite a lot, and you're in negotiations with the council about that, or have been since December, since January, we'll say.
Yes. But the car park that's adjacent to my car park is €2 an hour. An inch.
Right. Okay.
And there's no talk about it.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Why am I not... And like, after all the expense the Kerry County Council has taken me for, like, how am I supposed to have the hand of friendship, one hand of friendship out, and the other hand has been bitten off?
Yeah. Yeah. But would they say... What would you say to them, saying, look, we have to uphold planning. We're the statutory authority. If you don't have planning for something, then, you know, it's their statutory duty to make sure planning is complied with. If it's not being complied with, they go to court and the court decides.
I'm happy with that. But there's a planning process, and I'm going through the planning process to Bord Pennála.
Yeah.
And I got a letter down for the people who are doing the appeal for me, and they said, yes, this planning application will be lodged in early July.
Okay. In the meantime, what's going to happen now? Are you waiting to hear from the council through your solicitor about the allowance? Because as things stand, are you going to keep charging? Are you going to close the car park?
Well, this is what I'm thinking of doing, is closing it the weekend. I've informed Kerry County Council about that.
You're going to close it? Not even charge? Yeah. You're not going to let anybody in? You're going to close it from when? Friday?
Friday.
Unless a deal is struck or a lease signed.
They have to come back. Because if I open the car park, their public toilets are inside the car park.
Yes.
So therefore, I'm closing the whole lockdown. Because there are a number of issues like insurance, etc., that has to be addressed.
Okay, so you'd be concerned if there was an accident or somebody fell.
Of course.
It's not leased to the council, it's not covered legally from your point of view.
Correct.
Okay, and obviously, look, that's a big decision if you are to take that decision, Mahmoud. But it's obviously going to cause... how many car park spaces are in the car park? Roughly.
There's about 60 to 70.
Okay, that means, and there's already problems in Inch every year. It gets so busy, people put their cars on the road, there's concerns about access to the beach for emergency vehicles. If that 60, 70 cars are put out on the road, there'd be a fair amount of mayhem, I'd imagine, or concern about what would happen.
There was mayhem yesterday nearly, and it wasn't even the summer, you know.
Yeah.
And the car park was full, so you can imagine what it'll be like then in June, July, August.
Yeah, yeah.
All you want is one fine Sunday, and it creates problems.
Mahmoud, with the wider context of all of this, there's been kind of issues every year, hasn't there? The council don't own land down there, or not enough land, certainly. And there is now the issue of the National Park and the National Parks and Wildlife in PWS, whether they're in charge or the council are in charge. And the community are pretty frustrated as well, I'd imagine, with Fine Gael Councillor Tommy Griffin not happy with the slow level of progress. Just to sort out, you know, long-term solutions for Inch on busy days.
Well, something should be done, definitely. I would say, look, it's two government agencies that are involved here, so it's amazing they can't talk together and wrap something, kind of a deal up together. You know?
Okay, so as things stand, when it comes to the car park, you are not happy, you want to hear back from the council, you've offered a lease, but if you don't get any concrete information back, that you're going to close it on Friday because it's privately owned, even though there's council public toilets on it, and that's the decision you've made as things stand at the moment.
That's the way I feel about it now, today.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Mahmoud, thanks for telling us that, and look, we'll see what happens. We'll try and get a response from the council to your concerns, but thanks for talking to me in the programme.
Lovely, Joey. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's Mahmoud Hussain, who's the owner of the land in which the car park is on, threatening that he will close it on Friday if the lease isn't signed at the price he is charging Kerry County Council. And that's where things stand. And we contacted the council in relation to this and asked them for a comment on it, a number of questions actually, as to what is going to happen, and also about Mahmoud's frustration at the outcome of the planning enforcement on his campsite. And he'll now be replying to Commissioner Planola in July, and does the comment have any comment, did the council have any comment on the development, and also why has it taken so long from last December? This happens every year, by the way, every year the lease is renewed, but why it's into May and the council still haven't ironed this out in terms of getting access to the car park or full access to the car park by way of a lease, notwithstanding the fact that the price has gone up. Let me go back from Kerry County Council. Is there has been a long-standing rental agreement in place for this car park with Kerry County Council for over 20 years, and negotiations on the 2026 fee have not yet been completed. Kerry County Council has become aware that parking charges were applied at the car park over the weekend. The council is treating this matter very seriously and is currently examining all available options in response. And they said the council don't have a position to comment on planning enforcement. Are not in a position to comment on planning enforcement matters in relation to that situation. Well, whatever about the planning and the situation there, that will go on. You can understand the frustration of Mahmoud Hussain in relation to that. But on either side of it, going back to what Tommy Griffin said about the NPWS and the land that they own, the fact that it's now a national park and that Kerry County Council haven't been able to get together with them. Separately, the council have been trying to buy land in the area of other landowners. That has come to nothing. Whatever way you cut it, whatever you look at it, this is a mess and will be a mess if it isn't sorted out by Friday. But the point is, every year there is a mess. There has been a failure, a total failure, to come up with a long-term, clear, safe solution from Inch by the powers that be it the National Parks and Wildlife Service or by Kerry County Council. This is a blue flag beach. And now we're in a situation where public toilets might be closed on Friday if things aren't resolved. So you'd have to wonder what is going on and why did the council take so long to get this, or why over the last 20 years have they not come up with a firm, proper plan on land ownership, land transfer, land purchase to get proper facilities and infrastructure into Inch Beach? That's the one question that I'd like to be answered. And you can see the frustration of Councillor Tommy Griffin and others as to why that hasn't happened.